This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump is expected to speak soon before the Republican National Convention, making the case for Republican voters to re-elect her husband for another four-year term as president. This is the second night of the convention featuring both famous and everyday people who want to see the president re-elected. U.S. President Donald Trump is making remarks every night of the four-day convention. On Thursday, he will formally accept the Republican nomination from the White House, a controversial move that has sparked outcry from his critics, who say the president should separate his campaign for re-election from the office itself. For President Trump, the 4 days of the Republican convention are crucial, a chance through saturation television coverage for him to convince enough American voters that he deserves another four-year term, when national polls often show voters disapprove of his performance as the country's chief executive. During the past 3.5 years, he has 10 weeks to make his case before Election Day. The polls show Biden, his competitor Joe Biden for the Democrats, leading by an average of 7.6 percentage points, according to an aggregation of polls by the Real Clear Politics website. U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn on Tuesday apologized for overstating the life-saving benefits of treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. Scientists and medical experts have been pushing back against the claims about the treatment since President Trump's announcement on Sunday that the FDA had decided to issue emergency authorization for convalescent plasma. The convalescent plasma is taken from patients who have recovered from coronavirus. It contains COVID-19 antibodies that are believed to be helpful to patients still in the throes of the infection. President Trump has hailed the decision as a historic breakthrough. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Taliban insurgents carried out a suicide bombing and other attacks against government security installations in Afghanistan, killing up to 20 people and injuring dozens more. Afghan officials said a suicide bomber rammed his explosives-laden mini truck into an army commando unit in the northern Balkh region early Tuesday morning. The blast, they said, killed at least 3 people and injured more than 40. Separately, authorities in Shahrak district in central Ghor province told VOA that Taliban rebels stormed a police outpost in a pre-dawn attack that killed 8 security personnel and injured 6. Taliban took responsibility Sunday, detonating an improvised explosive device at the entrance of a district police headquarters in central eastern Ghazni province, before a group of insurgents stormed the building. Afghan officials confirmed the killing of at least 3 security personnel. The insurgents claimed the bomb and gun raid left 28 government forces dead. The deadly violence coincides with delays in the opening of U.S.-backed peace talks between Afghan rivals. The U.S. government says it's deeply concerned about medical tests that indicate poisoning in the case of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who remains in an induced coma in Germany following a medical evacuation from Russia. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in an attack on Navalny. He's being treated at Berlin's Charité Hospital after becoming sick Thursday night while on a flight to Moscow from Siberia. Allies of Navalny contend the Kremlin is responsible for his illness, and some are calling for an investigation into whether President Vladimir Putin was involved. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Tuesday called those assertions empty noise. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Bagan was expected to raise the issue during a visit to Russia that began today. The father of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot down Sunday by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, says his son is paralyzed from the waist down. Blake's father told the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper Tuesday his son has, quote, 8 holes in his body from the confrontation with police. He said doctors do not know if the paralysis will be permanent. Police have said little about the incident, commenting only that they were responding to a domestic dispute. The shooting was captured on cell phone video and led to 2 nights of unrest in the southeastern Wisconsin city, located between Milwaukee and Chicago. Police used tear gas Monday to subdue protesters as they marched in front of City Hall. The Wisconsin governor called the National Guard to help keep the peace. Protesters led by Black Lives Matter activists are marching again today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.